My car broke down in front of my house. I was turning it over and over when an older man came running out. He said, "Don't you do that, son. You'll only make it worse." Call my buddy Koji. He can fix anything, and he owes me. And my, just look at the time. It's almost beer 30. You must be thirsty. Come on inside with me. Join the family. Inside it seemed a place had already been laid for me. We never met before, despite living next door. See, I'm the type of guy sees a neighbor outside and stays inside and hides. I'll run that errand another time. As Jack and I bonded over our love of Mel Torme, and the early movies of Kid and Play. Brenda brought the drinks in on a tray and said, "For dinner you must stay." It was such a comfy and cozy den, and I wished that Jack would call me son again. After dinner we talked some more. Brenda stretched and quickly said, "Let me show you to your bed." There were photos on the wall of a boy, maybe 21 or so, leaning against a brand new Camaro. I could tell by his eyes that he had died some time ago, and his room kept alive. I peeked outside through the blinds at my house next door in the sun. Wife in the rec room, kids would be home from school soon. I thought, I'll just shut my eyes for 5. When I opened them again, night had come and brought 2 figures to the door. I said, "Son, it's okay. It's okay. Son, we're okay.